Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today going to be partly cloudy, a warm high near 14 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's minus 3, 6 below 0 in Burlington. Milwaukee's at 0, and it's 2 below in Racine. It's not about what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did. It is about what we are going to do. The message of the keynote speaker of the King Day celebration at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. Thel Masias, the Vice President of Local Affairs for Wisconsin Energy Corporation, saying we can no longer just look at history and the legacy of Dr. King.
The question we should ask ourselves day in and day out, what is my legacy? What did I do today to make a difference in the lives of someone? You see, we all know what's wrong. We all have our own understanding and our own perspective about what's wrong in this community and communities all over this state and all over this nation.
Also at the ceremony at the Mondragrano Auditorium, 57 students from some 24 area schools honored as dream keepers. Three Racine residents, Don and Cheryl Miller and Alexis Aiello, honored as this year's humanitarians. The Urban League of Racine and Kenosha hosting its annual Dr. King luncheon today. That's at the Kenosha Italian American Club. Humanitarian awards going to be going to Ray Palacios of Racine and Dennis Wagner of Kenosha. Save Our City's Education, Jobs and Justice is this year's theme. The guest speaker, Andre Adams, an engineering line manager for Centris Corporation out of Kenosha, is also a bodybuilding champion and athletic coach. The head of the Aaron's Company is defending a decision to stop the unscheduled breaks that Muslim workers for the company have been taking to pray. The chief executive officer, Dan Aaron, says the employees get two scheduled 10-minute breaks during their shift, but the plant in Brilliant has 53 Muslim workers. They have been leaving their posts at other times of the day.
We work as a team here, and when the team sees that some are getting unscheduled breaks, paid or unpaid, it just doesn't seem fair to the rest.
He also says the unscheduled breaks carry a real cost, says he completely respects the faith and beliefs of those Muslim employees, and said he would understand if they chose not to continue their employment with the company. The Shalom Center of Kenosha facing some additional expenses to remodeling a former Northwest Side office building into a homeless shelter because somebody targeted that 39th Avenue location for taking copper electrical cables inside an exterior power box. Theft was discovered by We Energies recently. Prior to the current frigid weather, it made restoration of heat to the building a priority. Cost on the damage and removing the copper wiring unknown at this point. Shalom Center officials trying to raise $1.8 million to renovate that site with the hope of opening it as a homeless shelter before next winter. Kenosha County Sheriff's investigators believe the robber of a Summer's convenience store might be the same person who held up other businesses in Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie over the past couple of weeks. The Northside Superette on Sheridan Road, held up by a man armed with a kitchen knife just before 3:30 Sunday afternoon, getting away with an undisclosed amount of money. It was a white or Hispanic male, just over 6 feet tall, medium build. Anybody with information should contact the Kenosha County Sheriff's Detective Bureau at 262-605-5102 or make it anonymous to Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. In Milwaukee, a man is dead after a crash involving a stolen car, another vehicle, and a tree last night. Driver of the stolen car pronounced dead at the scene. Two teenage passengers hospitalized with serious injuries. That vehicle had been taken in an armed robbery last week. And April Weatherston, the wife of State Representative Tom Weatherston, a candidate for Caledonia Village Board, lost her fight against a rare form of blood cancer Sunday. She had been admitted to Frederick Hospital January 7th after getting the diagnosis, seemed to be responding to treatment. That according to a posting on her husband's Facebook page, but on Sunday she later passed away in the day. Weatherston had filed the nomination papers earlier this month to run for the trustee's position and planned to continue doing that while fighting the disease. Her funeral is coming up Friday. Land along Spring Street west of Highway 31 to Newman Road in Mount Pleasant going to undergo some major changes in the future, not only with a quick trip to be built near that busy intersection, also plans to officials now proposing a large-scale residential project, the land owned by the Racine Library Board, same land on which a more suburban library had been considered, but which was scrapped after a seeming lack of municipal community support. A couple of developers out of Waukesha joining with Racine's North Terra Real Estate behind the project to be done in phases. It'll have to go through the village's planning process, more than 350 apartments being proposed. Speaking of living places, every county in southeast Wisconsin reporting improved home sales for all of 2015. That's according to reports out from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Higher median prices as well. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine was third overall with a 17.6% increase behind Washington and Walworth. Kenosha was almost 10%, and Milwaukee's home sales rose 10.4% last year. The region was up 10.6%. Median prices increased 7.4% in Milwaukee, 6.8% in Kenosha, and 5.1% in Racine, with a 5.4% rise across the seven counties. The December report showed Racine with a 9.6% sales increase, 11% in Milwaukee, but an 8.1% decline in Kenosha, 13 fewer homes versus a year ago. The region as a whole was up 7.1%. Median prices last month in Racine were down 2%, but up 1.8% in Kenosha and 12% in Milwaukee. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Sturtevant Village Board meeting agenda for tonight includes a resolution authorizing the awarding of a contract for the prescribed burns of the St. Bonaventure Pond, Hiawatha Pond, and Parkersville Pond. Also a resolution authorizing the purchase of laptop computers, software-related equipment, plus the installation for continued implementation of the police tracks citation program. And early childhood programming in Racine Unified has grabbed the attention of not only educators in other districts across the state, also the Department of Public Instruction. Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas telling the Board of Education recently, RUSD is listed on the state DPI website as a model for early childhood education. She points out there are just under four dozen 4K programs being offered now, affecting about 1,157 children.
27 of those classrooms are in our district elementary schools, and 20 of them are at what we call community partner sites. So we have different childcare facilities that we partner with. Those teachers use that same curriculum and work with the students in the same way. We have a new one this year at Atonement Lutheran as well. It is a half-day program because the state reimburses us 60%. So in order to provide full day, we would have to come up with quite an additional amount of money.
Dr. Haas saying that one of the budget priorities for 2016-17 is to expand the 4K program by one more classroom, again acknowledging it's very expensive. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and our newscasts are there throughout the day. Go online and find it in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.